At this point in the Entrepreneur Foundation, what we've done is we've examined the pressures and the frustrations that beset most small businesses and micro businesses in, frankly, any profession or any industry. We've then examined the fact that the pressures that are felt within the business are probably not due to external sources at all. They're more likely to be due to the fact that the business itself is not effectively designed to deal with those external pressures and forces. Then we've had a look at what it is that causes a small business to work. And we've realised that within a small business that works effectively, an exceptional business, that's what we began to call it, an exceptional business, there needs to be three different characters, three different people, if you will, three different beings or three different sets of skills that operate within that small or micro business. And we've discovered that those three people, those three skill sets are the leader, the entrepreneur, then the manager, and finally the professional technician. So that's entrepreneur, manager, and technician. And we've discovered that without those three skill sets, those three ways of looking at life and business, without those three people operating within a small or micro business, the business simply doesn't work. And the result is that the business owner manager, probably you, works their socks off. They work incredibly hard, but the business itself doesn't work effectively. And then we've examined the fact and revealed the fact that, frankly, most technical professionals, most competent professional advisors are already hardwired for business failure before they set out in designing and constructing the business. Hardwired for business failure. So that's where we've come. That's the journey we've come along together within the Entrepreneur Foundation so far. What we're now going to do in this session is to identify the attitudes, the attributes, the paradigms, the way of looking at the world, the skills and the strengths that qualify an entrepreneur to be the leader of a small business. And you'll find that these skills and qualities and strengths are very easily identifiable. The true entrepreneur then instinctively recognises that there's far more going on within an effective, exceptional, successful small business than buying something in for a dollar and selling it for two. It's more than that. And any business, whether large or small, that's made its mark, that's made a significant contribution to the world, has always had a number of common characteristics, qualities that mark it out. And if you identify those successful businesses, those qualities and characteristics appear again and again. So what exactly are they? Looking then at the characteristics, the qualities of an exceptional business, that's what we're discussing today, an exceptional business, not just a business, a mediocre operation, something exceptional. You'll see that there are these common qualities that emerge and shine forth. Let's have a look at them now. These businesses seem to have an express purpose which is beyond making a profit. They tend to make a profound difference in the world around them. They enrich the lives of the clients they serve, and they also enrich the lives of the entrepreneurs who founded them and run them. Indeed, talking about enriching, you'll find that as you examine these kind of businesses, these exceptional businesses in each field, in each industry and profession, they always seem to create far more long-term financial success than their competitors and peer group. And indeed, the entrepreneurs who run them, who drove them, who founded them and built them, they always seem to have far more free time than those business leaders around them trying to compete against them. Now, I'm not sure about you, but all of those qualities and characteristics ring my bells. And so what we're now going to do is to examine, to have a look at examples of the kind of entrepreneurs I'm speaking about and the kind of businesses that they've built. In order for us to understand why exceptional businesses became exceptional, I'm going to introduce you to three things, three qualities that mark out these businesses and will allow us to highlight the three things that you need to understand and to put within your business, the foundations to your business. And these three qualities are these: purpose, passion, profit. Purpose, passion, profit. And by that I mean that the businesses we're about to examine seem to have a purpose to them beyond money. Secondly, there was a passion driven through the business from the founders. Thirdly, they made a very healthy profit indeed. So remember those three things: purpose, passion, profit, as we examine the following successful entrepreneurs. So as you look at these comments and examine them with me and see what it is they're trying to communicate to us, you need to recognize this. What these people were doing went beyond short-term sales success. In fact, they were long-term thinkers. They weren't after the proximate, pressing, short-term gratification that most small business owners seem to grab after and are desperate. They went beyond that. And the first one we're going to examine, the first entrepreneur whose name you'll recognise, whose name is globally known, is Dame Anita Roddick. Let's see what she says about what drove her. She said, "I want to work for a company that contributes to and is part of the community. I want something that not just to invest in, I want something to believe in. To succeed," she says, "you have to believe in something with such a passion that it becomes a reality." And it's on that passion, the back of that passion, that The Body Shop was founded. Let's now look at another successful business founder. We're going to go back a little bit now and into the days of the early 1960s, when a company that's become globally dominant, Hewlett-Packard, heard its founders, one of its founders, stand up and make a proclamation about what drives and drove that business. So let's examine that now. He said, "You can look around in the general business world and still see people who are interested in money and nothing else." This is David Packard talking on the 8th of March 1960. "But," he said, "our underlying drives come largely from a desire to do something else, to make a product, to give a service, generally to do something which is of value. So, with that in mind, let's discuss why the Hewlett-Packard company exists." And then he said this: "The real reason for our existence is that we provide something which is unique, that makes a contribution." Think about those words from David Packard. This is not a tiny company, but it started just as a group of engineers, if you will, wanting to invent something. The way I understand it, they weren't even sure what it was they wanted to create, but they went about creating something that would make a difference in the business world and in the lives of their users. Let's now turn to another globally recognized brand. This one is Virgin. We're going to have a look at what Richard Branson says about what drives him and what drove him at the very earliest days when he had nothing more than a very tiny business in High Street. Let's look at what he says. He says, "Look, if you can indulge in your passion," notice that word passion again, "life will be far more interesting than if you're just working. You'll work harder at it and you'll know more about it. But first you must go out and educate yourself on whatever it is you've decided to do. For example, if you're involved in kite surfing, know more about kite surfing than anyone else. And that's where the work comes in. But," he says, and he summarizes the comments by saying this again, "but if you're doing things you're passionate about, that hard work will come naturally." That's Richard Branson. And he built a brand on the back of that purpose and passion. Recognizing the opportunity and indeed the need to help small business owners develop entrepreneurial skills which are beyond the norm, beyond adequate, what we've done in the Advisor Gym is developed a concept, started off as a term and then became a full-blown concept called the purpose-driven business. The purpose-driven business. What this term, what this concept recognises is this: that it's no longer good enough to be professionally competent. In fact, it's not even any longer good enough to have a really good service. Those qualities, those abilities, those strengths are simply now a seat at the table. They're simply the entrance fee to the game. They won't help you stand out. They won't help you build anything that looks exceptional in this very competitive era that we're now moving into. You need to be far more than professionally capable or competent. You need to be far more than capable of delivering a really good service. If you want to develop something that goes beyond surviving and thrives and excels, then there are some things that you need to understand to become a superbly effective entrepreneur. The call now is for professionals who are capable of developing exceptional small businesses. Businesses which attract attention, attract quality clients, and attract quality teams. Businesses where all involved are deeply fulfilled. Businesses where all involved are engaged in passionate execution of whatever they're doing. Businesses where all involved are building an organisation of significant contribution and life-changing legacy in the world around them. Businesses not only standing up from the crowd, but indeed operating on a completely different plane, a different dimension. And that is exactly what we at the Advisor Gym mean by a purpose-driven business. As we conclude this session, I need to confirm this to you. Whatever the size of business you're building, whether you want to remain as a lone ranger operating from a refurbished garage or from your bedroom, and frankly, even the lone ranger had Tonto to help him, whether you want to simply dominate the locality that you're in and become the dominant local business force in your industry and profession, or whether you want to go further than that and become regionally strong or nationally strong, or even take your business internationally, whatever the case, you need to know how to build a purpose-driven business, and that will drive you exponentially more effective and successful than not knowing those facts. And what we're going to do in other modules of the Entrepreneur Foundation is to show you how you go about doing that, how you take the concept and the principles and design in practice the business that then becomes purpose-driven.